Good morning, everyone. It's an official start now to the call. My name is Maura Lustig. It is Wednesday, January the 11th, 2017. And welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team call. We're here to create community, to serve and teach and learn from each other as well as grow. And this is just an amazing week, the first week back after the holidays. And we've got, I hear someone trying to step out. Did you want to say something? No, guess not. Okay. So first week back after the new year and after the holidays, the children are all finally back in school, and it's time to recenter and move forward. Before I get into the training, and it's an exciting training today, who wants to step out and simply share what you're excited about, any New Year's resolutions, what's happening for you? Let me know if you're coming to New Year kickoff. There's just so many things you could jump out and quickly share. Who wants to go first?
Maura, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm sorry it's about live stream. Unfortunately, we're not able to hit NYKO this year, but we're looking forward to the live stream, the next best thing.
Fantastic. Okay, and I think it's going to be a kick-ass live stream. I'm so glad they're offering that.
Yeah.
And that's great. So we'll, you know, again, like I said to Nancy, MJ, was definitely watch for us on the call. You never know. Who else? Who else? Yeah, who else has a share?
Gino does.
Gino, go ahead.
Excuse me. Well, last week when I was sharing with you more on a call about, you know, with my follow-ups and contacts and things of that nature, the gentleman who I was spoke with last week, I've been dripping on him for the last several months, and then to make a long story short, I am meeting up with him a week from this Friday, and I also already shared with him getting on our live stream to watch the event as well, so I'm really excited about that.
I would be too. That's fabulous. Good for you, Gino. Nicely done. Nice follow-up. Great creating connection there.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent share. Thanks. Who else has a share? That's fabulous. Who's next? What are you working on this week, guys? Come on. Well, if we're not going to share, then I'm going to get into talking. That's my promise and my threat. So, everyone, here we are leading into New Year kickoff. First thing I want to mention is there is a call tomorrow morning. Steve Bentley will be training, but then we will have no call on Friday morning because Kevin and all of us trainers are going to be in San Antonio learning everything we can so that we can come back in full force and share with you next week as well. And I am thrilled about that. And so this week, it's really preparation for one of the biggest events of our year. On Monday, Carolyn was doing a beautiful job of, you know, she had Renee Trask on, and Renee, you know, talked about how the importance of events, what events have done for her. And Carolyn asked about what initiatives are you going to jump onto and what events are you committing to. And Lori carried the flag yesterday talking about the importance of events as well. And we're going to keep driving that home this week because it is just so important a thing is to gear up right now, whether you can be at New Year Kickoff Live or watching it as the NYKO live streaming. And, you know, Susan Sly, I was on a call with her on Monday, and I'm going to be giving you some of the tips from how to prepare for New Year kickoff and how to make the most out of it, whether you can be there in person or not, because there is so much happening right now with Isagenix. But what I want to do is also tell you something that happened to me this morning, because this is about how do we go with the flow? How do we meet life head on and just allow that it's not always going to go as according to plan? Yesterday, we had some incredible weather here in Peterborough. We had snow and then freezing rain and everything else. And just a little personal story is that when we got home yesterday, Jeff pulled the cars out of the driveway, got out the snowblower, and went to town clearing everything, and then came in the house and forgot to put the cars back in the driveway. Overnight, something magical happened. both of our cars disappeared into thin air. When we got up this morning and Jeff went to go out to drive his car to the clinic to get started, because he's a chiropractor, went to go to work at 6:30 this morning, we looked outside, there's no cars. And it was like, oh my goodness, where'd they go? Then it suddenly dawned on us that maybe something had happened that wasn't theft, maybe there was something else going on, and got on the radio and learned that our city had issued an announcement yesterday afternoon that all cars would be towed that were left in the street overnight. So that's a random thing that had happened yesterday because of the weather, and it's also a complete fluke that Jeff forgot to put the cars back in the driveway. So this morning, in getting ready for the call, I've actually been running around getting a car that was being that had been towed to a lot downtown. So you never know when life's going to smack you on the side of the head, and then you have to jump with it. What's the good from it? Our cars were not stolen. What's the good from it? We were able to get them back pretty quickly, and we learned a lesson about trying to always be present, always be mindful, always asking yourself, what did I just forget to do that I should have done? So can anyone relate? Because anyone ever, you know, feel like they totally have egg all over their face and it's messing up their plans? Who else is out there that's like me, feels that kind of a day sometimes?
MJ.
Definitely.
Hey, Maura, it's Carolyn.
Yeah, Carolyn.
I just think that something like that happened to me golfing yesterday. And I think that the way to look at things as you're sharing with people in this mindset thinking is when unfortunate things happen to you, there's another reason for them. That is, you may have some empathy for the person who sometimes does something that causes you some grief. So it's an opportunity to say, I remember when that happened to me. So I think that's an important lesson. So good for you.
Oh, thank you very much for that.
Maura,
are so human. Yeah, who else wanted to share?
This is Nanette. I just wanted to tell you that there were 49 states out of the 50 that had snow, sleet, or ice yesterday or the day before.
Wow.
So we're not alone.
Wow. Well, interesting, and I would assume every province in Canada was affected as well. Okay, well, that's cool. All right, everyone, so let's go forward. Something else I really want to talk to you about before focusing just on New Year kickoff is you may have heard me talk about two things that I've been learning intensely for the last month or more. One is that I continue to do the training courses with Rod Hairston. You're all aware of the Healthy Mind and Body program, and it is life-changing. But it's also a step forward. It's not the journey completely. Keep taking it over and over. You're going to hear more about that as we go forward, but there are other courses beyond Healthy Mind and Body. And I am so grateful to have said yes and tried to figure it out afterwards, because I have been learning so much during the last, say, 3 months or so. And the course I'm currently doing with Rod is called The Four Colors of Influence. And one of the things that Rod taught us this week was that nothing, absolutely nothing, is more important than our ability to influence people. Always show up with your best self. The other person has created the situation where you are now both together, and they've actually attracted you, and I would say that you've attracted them as well. So ask yourself, what am I here to receive and what am I here to give? Because there's always an exchange, something to give and receive. And remember, you're there to influence them in some way for their best, for their highest good. And as an influencer, if you've got a team, well, your team will only listen to you if they trust, respect, and, if possible, if they like you. You want to maintain a minimum of two out of the three to continue influencing and leave a lasting impact. Like, trust, and respect are all unconscious, and they are the keys to communicating and aligning with people. You know, we talk about this all the time about building rapport, but it's just so much more than rapport. To gain trust, first of all, you have to communicate your intent. In other words, why you want them to do something. You think about it. If you ask a child to do something, they'll say why. Well, okay, so you've got to tell them why. Not just because I said so. You want to build that know, like, and trust. So communicate your intent. when you ask someone to do something. And in order to gain respect for people, you also need to communicate your confidence and your certainty that you know what you know. You have a certain posture around this that just they know that you are confident about the outcome when you're asking something with intent. And in order to gain likability, though, that's another whole layer, right? Because we will follow instruction from teachers. That doesn't mean we like them, right? But to gain likability, you have to focus outside of yourself. Focus over there. Focus on the other. Can all of you relate to this? Can you all think of situations where maybe, you know, as a parent, as a child, as a spouse, all these things have to come into play? Or even when you're working with an animal, if you're asking, you know, a pet to do something, it's that know, like, and trust. And of course all of this applies to our business. Everything that we learn in building relationships through Isogenics is applicable to all areas of our life. Does this make sense?
Yes.
It sure does, doesn't it? Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, with building that relationship is you're either coming from a position of, you know, asking to someone who you feel is superior to you, or to someone who is on the same level as you, or to someone who's inferior to you. So that posture and coming from the standpoint of the confidence and the certainty, but recognizing clearly where the other person is. And if you're trying to prospect to someone who is maybe has more credentials, more letters behind their name, or they built a bigger business than you and they're in another company, well, then you have to first come from a state of respect. Respect for what they've already achieved in life. Respect for their success. But not staying there. Then, because of your confidence and certainty about what you have to offer that they you know they could benefit from, now you're moving into equal. And then ultimately into moments of simply directing them to what needs to be done next, which is more of a superior posture. Your goal is to be on an equal footing with people most of the time, neither inferior nor superior. Treat strangers as people that are friends of yours that you simply haven't seen for a long time. You're getting to know them again. Assume common ground. And work from there. Asking questions first, right? Be very careful. Listen and learn about people so that you can discover what they're excited about and what they're afraid of. And so when you help people find their certainty and look where they need to focus on and to make changes, that's the key to power and influence. All right? Now, LinkedIn is something that I have been applying all of this to. I've been studying with Scott Aaron. And, first I want to mention, like, the team success call on Monday night was not about LinkedIn, but Susan Sly interviewed Carrie Odiatu. And I hope that all of you were on that call, and I'm waiting for the recording to be available because it was powerful. And the reason I'm mentioning it is because Scott Aaron is going to be training on it again on January the 30th. Susan Sly let us know that she's bringing him on. You don't want to miss that call because LinkedIn has been a key that has opened a door for me that has been closed for a long time. I am consistently, persistently learning how to flex a new muscle. And what I'm finding is, first of all, because it's more of a business-to-business arrangement where I'm looking for people who are looking to connect with other people in business, it's just an automatic better fit for me on my energy and my certainty, my posture. But beyond that, from a Rod Hairston, from an influencing standpoint, what I want to share is that as soon as I scratch the surface, as soon as I build know, like, and trust with people that I'm meeting that are complete strangers on LinkedIn, I am finding over and over how much pain is out there, how many people are truly suffering in silence, putting on a facade for the world, desperately looking for solutions. And, you know, we really do have answers for people on so many levels, emotionally, physically, financially, so many different ways. So don't be shy about this. the other thing, too, is that I'm learning how to be more organized than I have ever been before. I've got a system now that I hold myself personally accountable to. I'm keeping track of things like never before so that I can, you know, see what I've achieved and not repeat the same step but actually move forward from there. And my goals are crystal clear about what my outcomes are going to be for the year based on doing this. And, you know, it's a muscle. You've got to learn how to use it. You've got to trust the system. Everything you learned about healthy mind and body, which was inception, the excitement of, oh, that sounds like a great idea, yes, I want to do that, into deception, everything that comes up that bites you that you realize the little voice is saying, well, who do you think you are? Why do you think you could succeed at this? And then so many people get caught in that loop. They go over and over through starting and quitting and starting and quitting. The key is to trust me. Trust this process, because if you do the do, the results will follow, because you will keep tweaking it, keep learning how to do it better. You cannot run out of people to speak to when you're using LinkedIn. There are so many people to meet still out there looking for you that you're going to be able to make the mistakes and not worry about it. Just get it better the next time and keep working on it. So with that, now I want to move into a little bit about what's happening this week, so in particular, because, I mean, look at where you were, and like if you're looking at your results this week or last week in terms of your cycles, they may be down. And it would be a mistake for you to compare them to where you were in at the beginning of December, because we had all the promotions going on, you know, the new shake flavors, the free memberships, free this, free that, whatever. Don't do that. Don't compare yourself that way. Instead, have a longer-term plan, longer range. Compare yourself to where you were this time last year. So it's not that you don't evaluate it, but give yourself a broader idea of, you know, really how your business has been progressing over the year and over the years. So what is it that's so important about New Year kickoff? Well, there's going to be 7,000 people there. I remember when Isogenic Celebration was 7,000 people. Now, a New Year kickoff is the ultimate way to start the year. It is intimate. It's a first-hand experience. I mean, imagine going to a concert versus watching it on TV. It's still a great experience on TV. You can still put your feet up, have your cup of coffee or your tea, and enjoy the show and maybe have friends around you. But when you're there live, it's magic. People that are attending New Year kickoff are serious about their business. They've made sacrifices to be there. This is not just a party. It's going to be the launch of new products. And I can't tell you what anything is, but I know what they are. And I tell you right now, you want to be ready, because they are absolutely fantastic. I can't believe how creative they are and the things they've come up with, and it all ties in with everything we already love. And people are going to get the tools to go home and to put into gear and to be able to get to work right away. I mean, doing the business means getting yourself to events and getting others there with you. So if you're not able to get to New Year kickoff live, and let's say you realize the importance of watching it on the computer this weekend, on Friday and Saturday, who could you have with you? You've heard other people. You heard Lori talking about it. You've heard people using Zoom to be able to share it with other teammates. One of the things I've done in the past is have people over to my house, and we all sit around and take notes together and watch the program and have conversations around what's happening on stage. And it's as close as you can possibly get to being there in person. It's a blast. It's a wonderful experience, and you all learn and are ready to kick into gear afterwards. And one of the things you should be planning is to have some kind of an event happening in your neighborhood next week regarding Isogenix, and also be planning to attend the next Super Saturday in your area or within driving range. So I don't know if you all knew or not, but Susan Sly is going to be on stage on Friday night at 5:05 Central. That's just after 6 p.m. Eastern. If you do nothing else on Friday, you definitely want to be able to tune in and hear her. And, of course, there's all the other programming for Friday and Saturday. Now, unfortunately, I don't think they're filming any of the science talks, and they start tomorrow. That goes, like, from 9:30 to 3:30, I think, tomorrow. And I, unfortunately, can't be there. Jeff's working at the clinic today, so we're flying tomorrow. But I'm going to be hoping that people take lots of notes for me and that they maybe record some of it for later shares, perhaps in isogenicshealth.net, I'm not sure. So what else? What else? Look at what kind of, you know how always at the new year, Isogenics will announce different incentives and promotions to be able to help us start. And I can't tell you what they are, but you know in the past they've done the crystal reset, they've done 90-day game plan. I guarantee there will be something happening. And I'm confident that maybe they're already starting to collect the points for you now, that you're already in the game and you didn't even know yet. But I don't know for sure. So they're going to be making those kinds of announcements. Stay tuned for all of this. You definitely want to know. So, you know, let's look at the intention setting for New Year kickoff. Some of the things are your state, being in a peak state, being in a relaxed, calm state, energized, focused, clear. Again, what do you want to give while you're there, and what do you want to take away? Imagine you travel with divine ease, regardless of what the weather is or any delays on the tarmac because they have to de-ice the plane or whatever. I travel with divine ease. And plan on, you know, getting some fresh air and some exercise while you're there. Plan on still taking care of your body so that you can be fully present. So you go there in one piece and you come home as healthy as you left your house. And think of three or more things that you want to learn while you're there that are key to taking your business to the next level. And if you're going to be there in person, come prepared. Carry lots of snacks. Take your water bottle. Have a notepad. Make sure you've got comfortable shoes for lots of walking. Bring clothing to layer. I mean, I keep watching the forecast. I can't believe it's 26 degrees there now because, like, was it just 3 days ago they had freezing weather and ice? So they've really gone through a ricochet the last few days. And so for us, that means being able to layer down when we get there because we've all got our snowsuits on up here. And be exceptional. Take notes while you're there. You know, try to sit as close to the front as you possibly can so that you get the most out of the event. And when you're learning things, be posting into the Isogenics Facebook groups. And if you're there, buy the new products to get them right away, to be able to try them so you can talk about them. And I don't know if they'll be offering any incentives to buy the new products from the NYKO live streaming or not, but watch for that kind of thing. And then maybe create a video of yourself tasting the product for the very first time. And be professional. You know, dress for success. That doesn't mean it has to be stiff, formal business suits. But business casual, I think, is, you know, so important, not just sloppy T-shirts and, you know, jeans with lots of holes in them, unless it's a designer jean, of course. So when you're there, also one more thing is buy three or more tickets to Celebration if you can, because they're going to have a keynote speaker like no other. Already half the tickets almost have been sold for Celebration, which is a warning, and they haven't even announced who this keynote speaker is yet. And I guarantee, and you're hearing this not just from me, you're hearing it from all the trainers, I can pretty much guarantee that Celebration could easily sell out this weekend once they announce it. I know who it is, and I can't tell you. I'm blown away by this. So that's an absolute warning to all of you. Don't miss out on getting to Celebration. And what else can I tell you? This is about being audacious. When you're there, it's about being bold, it's about being confident, it's having a posture of gratitude for being able to be part of something so big. And, you know, no backstabbing, no complaining, no gossiping. You're there to celebrate and to learn. With that, I'm going to back up now. I'm just going to ask for some takeaways, shares, anything. What are you getting from this? What can I help you with?
Maura, this is Nanette.
Hi, Nanette.
I just wanted to say thank you for all the great information, but I was thinking to myself, and I've been thinking about this a lot, I've never been in a company that has opened up to the areas to let the regular people know about what it is that they're doing, the science behind things and the science fact. To have a whole day of looking in the back of how the products and how the things are brought to us. I think that is just wonderful because there's so many companies out there that you have no clue what they're putting in or what they're doing or whatever. So I think Isagenix is like one of the best companies out there. They're giving you every single thing that you could possibly want. You know, all we have to do is take advantage of it. So I think it's great. So thank you.
Nanette, you're absolutely right, and I love that you said that. Isagenix is transparent. That's the word they use for it, they've said that since the day I joined. Mm-hmm. And I know that there is new science coming out. That, I mean, I've heard Kathy Coover hinting over and over about it in the last few calls. I've listened to her. And it's really exciting. It's something to do with Dr. Paul Arciero and stuff that he's been working on. And I absolutely can't wait to hear it. And just, be, you know, so often people will ask me about, well, what's in this stuff, whatever the product is. And I can so proudly point them to the tools, isagenixhealth.net, to the different videos and podcasts. And we have so many credible health experts involved with Isagenix, endorsing it, involved in the research. I mean, there's 50 full-time research scientists. So I love that you said that. You're absolutely right. Who else? We have time for a couple more. While you're thinking about what to say, I want to point something else out that, you know, when we come together, because we live in a virtual community for the most part, right? We're all distributed far and wide. And this is the chance to connect and spend time with team members. And my dance card is full. I mean, we've got stuff Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. And I'm thrilled with that I'm going to be able to have dinner and celebrate being together with people who are, you know, doing what I'm doing, who are, you know, willing to do whatever it takes and are totally servant leaders. They want to contribute to the lives of others. And I'm also planning to attend the primetime events. Part of the broader community is, you know, there is the cocktail hour in the evening on the Friday. I'm hoping to get to that. There's also the primetime walk early, I think it's Saturday morning or whichever morning that is, yep. And I know there's also the New Year kickoff hoedown for the ISA Pride, the LGBT community. And from everything I've heard, it's going to be mind-blowing. And so, like, these are, like, ISA, New Year kickoff itself isn't the party. It's a celebration, yes, but not like the one in the summer. This is really delivering the goods and starting your year off right. And then to wrap it with all the social stuff as well, so that you're really doing so many, you're multitasking in so many ways while you're there. Make every minute count. So any other shares before I let it go?
Hey, Maura, it's Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Just a little teaser, JJ put out there, oh my goodness, if you go to isasalestools.com and see his latest version of the ISA Planner, I think if you don't get to the tool room, ISA Sales Tools at NYKO, they're going to be sold out, but they're available online. It's the most incredible planner I've ever seen. So that's just a little heads up. It's already out there, and he's posted a video of it.
Well, Carolyn, explain it a little bit more.
It's a planner, an agenda. So, but it's very
hard copy or something online or what?
Go to isasalestools.com and you'll see it.
Oh, you're cruel.
Well, no, I mean it's a planner, and it's what I can't, you know, explain is the pictures are worth a thousand words. So when you he's got the planner there. He's flipping the pages. He's showing you you know, what's on there, and so he can do a better job. Just like we say, go to the tools. Carolyn doesn't need to explain it.
No, my question, I think you just answered it. It is not an online tool. It is a hard copy,
correct?
No,
it's an actual physical hard copy planner that Susan Sly keeps telling us. We need to, you know, have a hard copy of our activities, and so this is perfect, perfect, perfect.
Okay,
perfect.
Well, and I'll just add to that because JJ's also been working very, very hard on the new things happening with ISA Tools to Go and My Isagenix, and all of that will, I assume, be announced at New York Kickoff, and I'm looking forward to hearing everything about that as well. So this is fantastic, everyone. I don't think we have time for any more shares unless there was a burning desire in someone's heart.
I have one thing I'd like to share.
Okay, I hear you, Kevin, and then bear with me. Who is the other gentleman that's trying to step out?
Oh, hi, this is Rich. I'm just up looking here at the ISIS sales tools, and it says ISIS body lookbook, and it says also available in a digital format in the ISIS tools app.
That would be different, Rich. That's not the ISIS planner.
Okay, sorry.
The lookbook is a fabulous tool, and I assume they'll have a new version of it as well now. Very good.
Okay.
Kevin, what about you?
Thank you, Maura. Just a little heads up, we are no longer posting the daily calls in the ISA Team Success Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team Facebook page, as Larry has got his computer back up and running, is now posting all calls, including Lenny's call and a couple of the others out there, on Personal Power Podcast, www.personalpowerpodcast.com. We are looking for donations now that we're back up and running, so anybody that can help along with that, it takes us about $100 a month to keep that site up and running. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Kevin, for jumping out and sharing that. That's wonderful, because I know how much we've missed being able to go to that website and get the updated calls. Thanks so much. And everyone does need to just pitch in a little bit, and it's a no-brainer, but make sure that you do, because so many people forget to do that. Who else? There was a lady? Nope, guess not. All right, everyone, so I'm going to wrap it up. Looking forward to hearing that Steve Bentley does the call tomorrow. I'll be in an airport getting on a plane, so I won't be able to hear him, but I'll be able to listen to the recording at personalpowerpodcast.com when I get home from New Year Kickoff. All right, everyone. Love you all. Have a fabulous day, and come and find me at New Year Kickoff and give me a hug, please. Bye-bye for now.